personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
Everyone goes through trying time. Joy comes in the morning. Even when it seems hard to find, He gives us peace for you and me. Be thankful for everything, and in everything, count it all joy, count it all joy. Even when it seems so hard to, and no, He'll never give you more than you can handle. The evil one may come and may try to take away our gladness. And even when it seems that he's won, we are to claim the victory. With me.
was a Christian in attending church, and I believed I truly loved the Lord. But there was a day I went to church, and the preacher spoke to me. He said, Jesus says, if you love me, keep my words, my commands, listen to my voice. Jesus really needs to know how deep is your love. We know that all things work together for good to them that love the Lord, to them who are the called. I have not seen, ears have not heard, nor have they entered the heart of man. Things God has prepared for those who love Him. You must love the Lord. Give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment. Child of God, you must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love the He has set His love upon me. Therefore will I deliver Him. I set Him on high because He has known my name. He shall call upon me. I'll answer Him. I'll be with Him in trouble. I'll deliver Him. I will honor. You must love the Lord. Give Him all your heart. You must love the Lord because it's the greatest commandment. Child of God, you must love the Lord. Give Him your very heart. You must love the Lord.
Amen. How many of you were blessed by Ida's music? It's time for testimonies. Amen. I believe this morning we have overcome the devil by the word of our testimony. Why don't you put your hands together as we welcome Martin to share his testimony with us.
My name is Martin Kinazidizia, and I'm in Paint Bar Center, and I'm a film star too. My testimony, I want to give God the glory for delivering me from fornication, occultism, and idolatry. At a very young age, I started sleeping with so many ladies, different ladies, and it became very serious when I got to SHS, where it even got to a point where I could even have sex with older women and all that. So, at a point, I heard an advert on radio where the man talking was saying that, like he said, he was a juju man, and he was saying that he had the power to make, like, a man's penis become big so that he could sleep with older women to get money for it. So, I told my friends about it, and we went there, but the money he wanted to take was so much, so We decided not to do it again, so we didn't pay for it. But I kept on going to other juju men to try and get money for fraud and all that things. But the quest to get money was too laborious, so I had to stop. So I got to university, and I had in mind of sleeping with so many ladies. And at a point, there was this lady that had planned to come and visit me, and I also had the intention of like sleeping with her. I was always planning to sleep with her. So when she was like, she would visit me, it was like an opportunity for me to sleep with her. And not knowing, when she came, she asked me to go and escort her to church. So I decided that I will go and do what she wants, and later on I'll get what I want. So I went with her, but the pastor who was there was too strong. I became convinced. But she kept always calling me, advising me, and she finally was able to bring me to gathering service. So when I came and I kept hearing the word of God, I became convicted. And to God be the glory, I gave my life to Christ. And I don't have such desires anymore. I'm no longer interested, like the way I used to long after women and want to sleep with them. I don't have such desires anymore. And I'm also, by God's grace, an elder too in Pent. The same church that I wanted to sleep with the lady, I'm now an elder there too. So I want to thank Daddy for always preaching and urging us to give our lives to Christ, to flee from fornication and all that. I want to thank each and everyone who has also contributed to that. Thank you very much.
Amen. Why don't you put your hands together for a powerful testimony? We have another testimony. Help me welcome Lawrence Sam to share his testimony with us.
Hello, my name is Lawrence Sam from First Love IDRC. I want to thank God for helping my sister get a job. My sister had completed her master's in the US, and then she was searching for a job, and then she wasn't getting no feedback. So she was very worried, and she told me, I'm going for the Good Friday service. So when I go, I'll pray for you. She was like, okay, thank you. So I went there, and then Daddy was praying. And one thing he said was, receive miracle jobs. And so I started praying. I was like, okay, I'll get it. I'm praying for both of us. Then I told her, and she was like, thank you. Then she late on a Sunday, she told me that her pastor in First Love Grand Rapids has sent her the video of Daddy's prayer. So she was praying and she was believing in it. And then around 7 p.m. Ghana time, she called me and said, guess what? I said, what? I said, guess what? I said, she has received the job she wanted. I was like, so that means, yes, we can get it. So first, I want to thank Daddy for his prayers. And I want to encourage everyone to listen and believe in it. Thank you.
Amen. Our final testimony It's coming from Joshua Adu. Please put your hands together as we welcome Joshua Adu to share his testimony with us.
My name is Joshua Adu from the Achuba Center. My testimony is about how I came under a demonic attack after I started reading Daddy's book, How You Can Become a Strong Christian, which made me realize that there is power in Daddy's books. One Sunday, Daddy shared how you can become a strong Christian for everyone in this auditorium. And after service, I heard one of the elders say that the way Daddy has been talking about this book, anyone who decides to study this book very well will become a really strong Christian. So I took his word seriously and decided that I'm going to study the book very well. The very day I started studying the book, as I was reading the book, I fell asleep and I had a very terrible dream which woke me up. And immediately I woke up, something very strange and terrifying happened. I saw four demons in my room who started threatening me and saying that I should stop reading the book because the book disturbs them. So there and there I started praying and begging God to help me. And after this experience, I realized that, no, there is power in Daddy's books. And I want to encourage everyone that if you are not reading Daddy's books, take the book seriously and start reading his books, because there is power in the books that Daddy writes. And thank you, Daddy, for all the books that you have been writing for us. Amen.
Amen. How many of you believe that we are overcoming the devil by the word of our testimony? Ladies and gentlemen, we have another ministration. Put your hands together as we welcome Ida.
The seed is the word of God, and the sower is the preacher and the teacher. He sows the word of God in your life every day. Was on her phone. while the preaching, chatting with her friends instead of listening to the word. She didn't understand anything that day. That's when I knew the seed had fallen on the wayside.
I don't wanna be
How many of you have been blessed in the presence of the Lord? Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the word of God. Amen. How many of you believe that your long-awaited promotion is here? God is lifting us up to the next level. If you're excited, make your loudest noise as we welcome our daddy, Bishop Targewood.
Tell the person, I see the light.
Oh, I see the light. The Lord has given.
Wow. Lift your hands. Jesus, thank you that our long-awaited promotion is manifesting practically in our lives. Thank you that your miracle of promotion is happening practically in our lives. In the name of Jesus. I thank you that the prayers that have been prayed and the declarations made over every little one here shall surely come to pass. The negative predictions will not happen, but good things will happen in the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory over every form of wickedness that is in our lives. We declare the dissolution of obstacles that are in front of us, preventing us, hindering us from moving forward. In the name of Jesus, we cast rocks and stumbling blocks that are before us. We command them to dissolve, to disappear, to disintegrate, and to be found no more. In the name of Jesus, thank you for the safety of our feet. You have ensured the safety of our feet on solid ground. You have taken away the miry sinking clay and placed our feet upon a rock to stay. You are our champion. Father, we thank you for the angels you have sent to assist us, to fight on our behalf. We thank you. We are grateful. Every hand lifted up today and every heart that is open will receive your blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8, your long awaited promotion. Now, you remember the song Ida was singing, Count It All Joy. James 1 verse 2, put it up quickly so we can get past it. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. This is a very mysterious scripture. Who wants to fall into temptation? Who wants to be tested? Oh, man. But he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. So that shows you temptations and testings are of different types. We have varieties. So sometimes you are experiencing a test, you wonder, when you look at your neighbors, you, I'm sure you are not experiencing what I'm experiencing. But I can tell you there's somebody around who is experiencing what you are experiencing. Even though it looks like yours is the only one. Verse 3. Knowing this, that the testing of your faith works patience. In other words, it's going to work something in you. Something good is going to come out of it all. And then verse 4. And it says, allow the patience that the test is bringing you through to have her perfect work. So that means that there is a good work that all these things bring out in us. So we should allow the thing to finish instead of blocking it off. Do you understand? It's like sometimes people come to Bible school and then instead of finishing the whole school, they say, you know, I know everything now. I know what you are saying. This one you're going to say, this one you're going to say, this one you're going to say. Before I realize, he's still not doing well. Yeah. We have a lot of things like that. So let patience have her perfect work. God is allowing certain things to go through. Now, Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's go. Verse 1. And we are going to read all the way up to 16. All the commandments which I command thee to observe, live, go and possess the land. Amen. How many want to do these things? To live, to multiply, to go in, to possess the land. You are living, you are possessing the land, you are multiplying, you are entering your possession. Verse 2. Now notice verse 2, because verse 2 and verse 16 are the key verses here. It says, thou shalt remember all the way. You see, in your Christian life, there are many things that happen. Okay? Can you hear me well? You hear me well? When the volume drops, just raise your hand so the guys would do their best. All right? Thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God shall led thee these 40 years. So I don't know how old you are, but there were 40 years of leading. Now, what did he see? What did he lead you in this? Almost every test has this aim. To humble thee. So when you look through your life, if you are honest, you realize that troubles have a way of humbling you. Huh? You've not noticed. It makes you cooler. That's why older people are. They don't shout so much. They don't look so excited sometimes. It's not that they are angry, but they've been through things. Yes. And then he says, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years to humble thee. Wow. So I don't know what you are going through, what you've been through. Now, if you marry, you sign up for this journey. It's one of the things you discover. That is why there are jobs. When you apply, they ask, are you married? And sometimes they ask, married with children. It's because of the humility. But people who are not married are prouder than people that are married. Yes. Sometimes that is why you see someone who is being married and maybe the spouse is dead or something and they are going to marry again. Sometimes they rather go for people that are married already, like second hand, like home use. It's already humbled. It's a home use, pre-humbled. And then look at what it says, and to prove thee, God, who searches the hearts, allows you to go through things to prove you. Wow. Because for 40 years, what you are made of, we'll know by the end of the 40 years. And then look at the next one. To know what was in thy heart. You know, everybody says nice things. But what is in your heart with time? Let me give you an example. Like, I was in a medical school. God had called me, and I was in a medical school. For 7 years, they took me through many things. I was forced to study anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, to study the chemical reactions in the body, the anatomy, I dissected a man called Cornelius for almost 1.5 years. To shreds, there was nothing left of him. I know his name because there was a plaster on his chest. And that was his name, you know. So I was forced to learn physiology, how the heart works, everything works, biochemistry, pathology, chemical pathology, pathology, dead bodies, why somebody dies, and how he looks like when he's dead. I was forced to learn psychiatry, mad people. I went to the mental hospital, studied how to sit down and listen to a mad person telling you stories. Then after, you have to diagnose. But mental sickness is different from the other ones. That one, you don't examine the physical, but you listen to the person talk. You say, okay, I work for the CIA. I have a bag here. I have money. You say, and you realize that it's this disease. You know, that's how. Yeah, yeah. No, you don't give Panadol for that. Yeah. I studied obstetrics, gynecology. I delivered babies. Several. Twins, breech, everything. Yes. Pediatrics, general surgery. I did surgery. Internal medicine, hypertension, blood pressure, diabetes, all those diseases. I studied all. When I finished, then I said, I'm a pastor. You see, what was in my heart came out in the end. You get what I'm trying to say? So that's what I'm explaining to you, that sometimes the person will be answering, so what is this? So they're answering questions, but what is in the heart? At a point, it comes out. As soon as I was lecturing, so I'm a pastor. Bye-bye. Yes. Forget about the pediatrics and the this and this and that and that. So with time, your heart comes out. With time. So if you want to know what's in somebody's heart, that's why sometimes you feel sorry for people who are now going to marry, because you cannot know the person's heart. Be serious. You say, smiling. Beautiful girl. Oh, come on, man. With time, you will be shocked at what you may see. Yes. Honor the beautiful. Honor the spiritual. But with time, it comes out. That's why I said that 7 years past, I was pummeled with all these medical things. When it still, what was in my heart came out. And that's what I'm doing now. Yes. What my heart has come out. Yes. My heart has been exposed. My heart is ministry God. Yes. Know what is in thy heart. Hey. Okay. So now let's continue. Verse 3. Now let's go back to verse 2. Whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. This is one of my oldest scriptures. I want to recommend it to you to write it and memorize Deuteronomy 8:2. It's a good verse to remember. Deuteronomy 8 verse 2. So that when you are going through things, when you read this verse, you wonder whether it was written for you personally. You know, to humble thee, to prove thee, to know what was in thy heart, and to know whether thou wouldest keep his commandment or no. Yeah. Because when you go through things, that's when you see whether you will keep his commandment or not. Yes. That's when you see what's in your heart. You know, recently one of my pastors was telling me of a sister who was, you know, struggling with the husband. And I said, who are you talking about? And he mentioned. I said, wow, I remember her years ago. Very humble. NTC. Very humble. You can't believe what you say now. But with time, you know what is in a person. Yeah. So those of you who are not married, I pity you. No, not that I pity you, but like to find at this stage. In fact, it's complex. Father, help your children. Okay, verse 3. Let's go on. Now, he humbled thee. Can you believe God would do that to somebody he loves? He forced you down. Look at that. And suffered is the old King James English. No, this Bible was written 16-something. All right? So, this is old. They changed the meanings of some of the words. So, he suffered means he allowed you. Wow. Poverty. Hunger. And fed thee with manna, when thou knewest of, like, things you don't know. What is this? What is this? restored, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread alone. Those of you who are fussy over food. But by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord, that man lived. So like physical things. Verse 4. Thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell these 40 years. When your foot is not swelling and you are not getting any disease, it's also part of the miracle. Being well is a miracle. So it's not like being sick and getting well, but that you keep being maintained well is part of the power of God and the miracle. He said, thy raiment waxed not old upon thee, neither did thy foot swell. Verse 5. Thou shalt also consider in thy heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Now, if you are a son, you have to be chastened. If you are not chastened, look, it's if you only hear good things, then you are very far from being a child. That one day, I can tell you for sure. If you hear only praises and good things, nice things, then you are not a son. Because a real family is not only good. That's why it's sometimes difficult for biological children to love their fathers and to honor them. Because it is your father who may chasten you. But your friend and the people you meet outside, they just like you. Oh, wow. Hi, Charlie, how? And they are flowing with you very nicely. Everything is okay. It is your father who will tell you nonsense. Stupid boy, foolish girl. Huh? Am I wrong or am I right? And God tells you to turn around and then honor that person who is shouting at you. And yes, that is it. So if you don't want to be a child, then stay there. Only will only be saying to you, your long-awaited promotion. Then you'll be shouting, amen. Your long-awaited promotion, amen. When we say your long-awaited promotion, amen. Yeah. And we see whether it will happen. Yeah. How many of you want to be children or you want to be bastards? One day I watched a film and the man was insulting another man. And he called him, he said, a son of 1,000 fathers. Which means you don't have a father. Because we don't know who is the father. Son of 1,000 fathers. That's why bastard is an insult. You bastard. What is a bastard? Check your dictionary. What is a bastard? Check your dictionary, please. Illegitimate child. Spurious. Irregular. I thought it was a person without a father. What does your dictionary say? Illegitimate child. Inferior child. Questionable origin. Huh? A child with parents who are not married. A false child. It's not a genuine child. Yeah, that's a bastard. You're not a proper child. Your origins are not clear. If you are my son or you are my daughter, then I can chasten you as a father would chasten. If you are in the ministry, do you see, it is going through chastening and still being there that shows that you are a child. Yes. The people who are most like children with me, almost everyone has cried before. And if you haven't cried before, then it's like you are not you are of questionable origin. Yeah. Let's go on. So as if God chastened you, chased you like a son. Verse 6. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of thy Lord thy God to walk and fear him. Verse 7. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. So you see, all this is because he's taking you to a good place. Oh. Wow. Yeah. The humbling, the proving, the testing, the being treated like a child, the checking what is in your heart is because the Lord thy God bringeth thee to a good land. A land of brooks of water, of fountains, and depths that spring out of valleys and hills. A land of wheat and barley. Those of you who like Kiliwili. Those who buy corn by the roadside. Those who like kebab. You will not struggle to buy these things anymore. Some of you go and negotiate at the kebab stand. I've been seeing you there. The day is coming, you will not negotiate. You just say, give me all. Well, whatever you are, all. Just bring all. Receive that in Jesus' name. Because God is bringing you to that place. A land of wheat and barley and vines. Yes. If you like plantain, you'll be frying it every day. Receive it. Verse 9. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. Bread. Thou shalt not lack anything in it. Meat. Those who like fish. You will have so much fish in that your long awaited promotion. There will be meat. There will be fish. There will be chicken. There will be pork. Those who like fried yam and domedo, then there will be a lot of fried yam and pepper pork. You will be eating it every day. Oh. Listen, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. In other words, there's going to be good things in your land. Gold mines. One of my pastors called and said they have found it under his house. The people want to buy his house because there's a mine under the house. That's your destiny. You buy a house and you see that it has become very expensive. Next one, verse 10. Now, notice, so, verse 9. Yes, now verse 10. Beautiful. Now, this is the reason for the test. When thou hast eaten and art full, when you've eaten and you are full, belly full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land. So you thank God. Do you see? Not that you don't mention God. There are some people who are very lean today, but that's not their real size. It's because they are eating bread with scarceness. That is why you see them small. Oh, now they're small, but it's not actually a small. How many are going to bless the Lord when he blesses you? Verse 11, please. Beware. This is the warning. Look, pride is the default nature of human beings. Pride. And you must always assume that you are proud. How many want to fight pride in your life? Just assume you are proud. Any issue that comes up, just sort of say, you know, I think it's my pride. If you are like that, you keep on helping yourself. But it's not easy to prove to you that it's pride. So it's like God there, he knows. So he says, beware that thou forget the Lord thy God. All these things hadn't happened though. But they all happened. In not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes which I command you this day. Beware. And verse 12. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and has built goodly houses. And sometimes that's why God gives all these blessings after trouble. You know, now our church has a certain amount of money that we can use, but it has come after trouble. It doesn't, I feel as poor as when Bishop Saki and myself used to change our, we couldn't afford petrol. So we changed our petrol to gas. There was a man who changed it at Tema. So we go and park there, then he changes it. And we had a special something called Bimbola. And then we use it to connect the gas to the car. That's how I feel the same way today. I feel as empty as then. Although there is more money to spend. There must be money. There must be money. But you see, after you have suffered, when you have built goodly houses and you have eaten and you are full, you are calm. That's why sometimes God, when God wants to promote you, he now starts taking you through fire. You even wonder, God, you don't like me, you see. God, that's how you are, God. After I've served you, look at what you are doing. But not knowing that he's trying to get you ready to stay in a goodly house. You know, there are some of us, you are staying 4 in a room. 6 in a room. 15 of you with 1 toilet. You have to get up at 4 a.m. to go to toilet and queue. Otherwise, you know you cannot go. But a day is going to come. You just open the door and see that's your toilet. When you flush it, some sound music will start. There'll be music. Some of you are even going to have toilets that when you go to the loo, the toilet sends an email to your doctor. Yes. You know that toilet. In Japan, they have it. You go to the loo, it checks your urine, checks whatever, and sends an email straight to the doctor. The lab tests are packed. This is, I mean, in the house. You know, you just send an email. Receive your blessing. And then, verse 13. And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply. You see, thy herds and thy flocks multiply. And thy silver and thy gold is multiplied. Anybody who has silver and gold multiply, assume that you are proud so that you can always be bringing yourself lower. God knows this. And all that thou hast is multiplied. All that thou hast is multiplied. Yeah. This is the point which God is preparing you for. This is the issue that he's preparing you for. By the time you get there, you should be cool. That's why you're not allowed to be a president below the age of 40. And that's why you see, like, by the time President Akufo-Addo is a president, you see that, Charlie? You see that he's cool. What he has seen, the elections he has, the pain of losing election by 20,000. Over and over. You know, by the time the power is given to you, you just be calm, calm, calm. Manage it like that. I don't think when he was 40 years, he would have decided to launch a national cathedral. But now, at the age of 70-something, as God has placed him to sit on the throne, one of the first things he did was, I want to build a national cathedral. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. Amazing. True or not true? I don't know, but I wonder if he would have done it when he was 40, 30 years ago. When I see him, I'll ask him. Verse 14. Then, when all these things are murdered, then your heart be lifted up. And thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. This is what God is afraid of. And this is what people are afraid of, that when you are great, you will forget the little ones. You forget to evangelize. That's why I still go to small towns to do evangelism. Every town is important to me. Amen. Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. Verse 15. Who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness where there were fiery serpents. God, don't you know there are serpents here? Now, snakes are found everywhere, but there are some wild serpents for the desert. So God is taking you to a place where there's no water and there are serpents as well. You just don't... biting people. What kind of troubles are these, Lord? You don't care about us? And then scorpions. Have you been bitten by a scorpion before? Huh? There's a James Bond film, there was a scorpion. Do you remember that James Bond film? The waiter brought a scorpion in the plate and served it. I remember one James Bond film, there was a scorpion. That's what made me fear scorpions. He brought the scorpion, put it in. I think diamonds are forever. Yeah. You can check it out. Scorpions and drought, where there was no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint? Are these people you love, God? You take them through everything. It's like marriage. If you are very good, often, if you have an A1 husband who is very good, that's when the wife misbehaves. Usually. Everything is done. That's when they misbehave. If you see a wife of a person who is some way, she's very cool. Yeah. Very cool. When you see a woman married to an A1, you know A1? Like, in terms of two categories, category A, she's A. A to Z is A. And then 1 to 1,000 is 1. So A1. It means it's a super husband. Father of all husbands. Yes, winning on all sides. A1. Oh, they are the ones who have a funny, what do you call it? Marriages and wives. So that's why God does it. If he hadn't let some one or two serpents and some scorpions come and bite, he said that they would have been very lifted up. Yes. That's why I wrote the book, The Beauty, the Beast, and the Pastor. It's for pastors. If you're not a pastor, don't read it. Yeah. So if God is just good, giving you, here's money, here's this, here's that, here's that, here's that. You change, you don't even know. Take some two scorpions. Take some one serpent. Something small for the boys. Some three scorpions to give you some small pains. That he might, now listen. Look at this. But at the same time, in the midst of all the troubles, he's feeding you. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not? Now, why? Again, humility. Humility. You see, the first sin in the universe was pride, Lucifer. The first sin of the human race was related to pride. But the whole Lucifer was pride. I will arise. I'll be like the Most High. I will ascend to the sides of the north. God, I'm coming to get you. Yes. He was going to get God. I said, you've forgotten that you were created. I created you. And he just threw him down. So God is protecting you from the pride which destroys. Look at us in Ghana. Look at the roads. Look at the environment. Look at that. That's why we are in church. It affects us. It makes us pray. Go to England. Go to Switzerland, Germany. Nobody is in church. Less than 1%. Nobody goes to any church Saturday morning. You must be joking. Not a soul. Everybody is in his house this morning. Going to make barbecue, sit in the house, Sunday roast. Nobody. We have no water, no light, no air conditioner. That's what it has affected us. And we are humbly turning to God.
We
are in the wilderness. Some three scorpions here and there. One or two serpents mix up in the whole potion. And then we start praying hard. Jesus, Jesus. You see, you may not like what I'm saying, but it's true. Yes. You know, like, hey, you have a church. Our church is full. And you, all other churches are also full. The church is working. But at other places, it's not working. They don't want this God you are talking about. So look at verse 16. God says that he might prove thee. Look at this is what I was only looking for. To do thee good at thy latter end. To do thee good at thy latter end. Wow. Are you excited about that? Is it beautiful? So, all these tests that we go through are really the road to your long-awaited promotion. All right? So now, one of the tests that you see, I want to go through a couple of tests and then we close. Now, test of your wisdom. Tests of your discretion. Amen. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Who is a wise man? Verse 13. And endued with knowledge among you. Let him show out of a good behavior his works with meekness of wisdom. Ask somebody, who is a wise man here, man? Let him show. You see, you show your wisdom by a good conversation. Is an old word for behavior. So you show your wisdom by good behavior, how you behave. And then your works show your wisdom. Your things you do, they show your wisdom. Okay? With meekness of wisdom. So when you are wise, you are humble. Humility, wisdom, it's wise to be humble. It's wise to be careful. All secular companies which have become proud went down. Hubris born of success. Hubris means proud, pride. So that's why you see airlines like Emirates are doing better than airlines like Swissair, Germans, Lufthansa, and so on. I mean, Swissair has been used to come to Ghana for 40 years. They were coming to Ghana. They don't come anymore. They can't even survive. You want to go and sit, you see the attitude of the air hostess, the attitude of the people. Like Emirates, it's a new company. They do things more humble way, and they are here every day. Full. Best airline for which were the whole world, or Ghana, the whole world. Yeah. But they're proud. The company is very big. Attitude. Show with the meekness of your wisdom. So it's wise to be humble. Wise people are also humble. Wise wives, wise husbands are humble. Look at it, verse 14. Now, if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, quarrels, glory not and lie not against the truth. Stop lying if you are quarreling. All quarrelers here, you are not wise. Quarrelers, is there a word like that? Quarrelers. Well, we created it. Verse 15. This wisdom descendeth not from above, So there are types of wisdom, and there's a type that doesn't come from up. So what is wisdom? I wish somebody can check for me what the meaning of wisdom from the dictionary, so that you don't think that I'm telling you what wisdom is. If you don't mind checking wisdom, what does it say wisdom is? How many of you use your phones for good things? You can check your phone. I hope you are not the sister who was on the phone all through the message. Knowledge that is gained by having experiences, yes.
Natural ability to understand things.
Ability to understand things, yes. Okay.
Knowledge of what is proper,
reasonable, yes.
Good sense of judgment.
Good sense of judgment, yes. Your dictionary is not such a good one, yeah. What does yours say? The ability to apply knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, and insight. The ability to apply it. So you know, but how do you apply it now? Because the people who go to learn to school in Harvard and whatever, they learn many things. We have them in Ghana. Economics, this, the history. But when they arrive at Kotoka and they come to the situation we have in Ghana, the ability to do what? Read your thing again. The ability to do what? To apply knowledge, experience, understanding, common sense, insight. The ability to apply it. That's wisdom. Yes. So what you need is not just the knowledge you are getting as we are preaching. But when you land at the airport of where you come from, how will you apply the wonderful things you have learned and the experiences you have had and the common sense you also have? When you marry, how will you apply all the things you have learned and heard and read? You see, that is what shows your wisdom. That's why we say he's wise, he's a fool. She is wise, she is a fool. She couldn't apply well. He couldn't apply well what he knows. Put it back. This wisdom descended not from above. So in the test of your wisdom, your type of wisdom is shown. Yes. And that's where the differences come in. And that's where people start to fall. So as you go through life, remember, many things are tests. So many things are tests. The serpent and the scorpion was a test. The wilderness was a test. The lack of water was a test. In fact, the lack of water happened at a place called Mara. It's called the test of Mara. If we have the time, the test of Mara, bitter water. Bible says, and God led them to the water and it was bitter. Not the devil. God led them to a bitter place. The water was bitter and God is the one who brought them there. Eish. Not by the devil. God led them to Mara. And there the water was bitter. God. Not the devil. Not Satan. God brought them to that bitter place. Said, drink this bitter one. That's where they remembered and they failed. That was their second test that they failed. So, God has led me many times to bitter pools. I've drank many bitter pools that I didn't want to drink. I've drank bitter water. So that when I drink a clear one, I say, ah, is it allowed? Is it allowed? Because there's no bitterness in it. Are you listening? So, God is now testing how you apply whether you are wise. That is why if you continue reading James chapter 1, verse 2, look at it. James 1, verse 2, count it all joy. Then verse 3, then he said, knowing that the trying of your faith works patience. Then verse 4, let patience have a perfect work. Then verse 5, look at what he's asking in verse 5. If anybody lacks wisdom, because it's the first thing is going to be tested is how you apply the word of God and how you apply the knowledge you have in this life practically is going to be everything that takes you up or down. You see, for instance, every girl knows that she wants to marry. And that it's not that easy to marry, and I have to be wise, you have to be humble, you have to be... How you apply practically, that's what's taking you up or down now. Yeah. Every girl knows it. All of you guys who want to be in the ministry, you are hearing so many things. You know many things you are hearing. After some time, you when I go and preach, you even think, oh, I know what he's going to preach. And you maybe say, oh, he's going to say this, that. Or you maybe say, this message is, he preached it in 1977. In Jesus' name, God forbid. But how to apply it, that's where we start to see the differences that come up. Yeah. So God called me many years ago, and I now had to apply this wisdom. Apply the knowledge that I had that I wanted to serve God and that he has called me and all the things I've read in the Bible to apply practically to come into the ministry practically. How I will apply it practically. Yes, that's the thing. So one thing happens after another and each response you give takes you up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. All your responses. And your response is based on how you think. Discretion, if you look at Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, to know wisdom. Now, what is wisdom? Wisdom is how to apply. Instructions, like, and it's, you look, thank God if you ever get an instructional. Look, there are some people I see, I want to tell them something. Do this. Maybe some of you here, there are things I don't tell you. You'll be lucky for me to tell you. Because you see, why wouldn't I tell you? Because if I tell you, you may not do what I'm saying, and then later it becomes a problem. I remember one couple. The brother was AS, and the sister was also AS. So they were going to get married. And we advised, you know. But I think that time I was more involved in the marriage because the church wasn't so big. We said, you know, ASS, you can have SS. And that could be a problem. From that day up till today, the sister disappeared of there. They married, but you never see the sister. Oh, yeah. Then one day I heard she was giving a testimony. Many years ago, God himself brought a beloved to me. And there were certain voices and certain people. They said, it will never work. The children will be this, this and that. By the grace of God, I stand here today to give glory to God that I've had this number of children. All the things that they said, it hasn't happened. Shout amen, somebody. Yes. And that testimony is against me. Small counseling that I did, though. Oh, small counseling that you said I should tell you. And I've given you small counseling. Look at what you are saying now. So, Proverbs chapter 1 says, to know wisdom, instruction. Thank God if you are ever told. So as you beg your spiritual, tell me what to do. Stop playing games and looking at me as if you don't know. Say it. Now he may not say it. Verse 3. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice. Justice is the implementation of judgments. Yes. Justice has been served. It's been executed. It's been sacked. It's been promoted. It's been dealt with. Justice. Most people can't do that. One pastor said to me, he said, I can't sack people. How do you sack people? I can. And I have done. I can suck my own sheep. But they know that I love them. Because if I'm your father, almost everybody I've sacked has come back to work for me. Because they know when I was sacking them that I love them. I said, you are forcing my hand. That's what I said. You have forced me. You have forced me. What are you doing? You have forced me. You have forced me. I have to sack you. I have sacked you. I have sacked you. Go away. You are forcing me. I didn't want to sack you. Look at what you are doing. You are making me sack you. Because it's not easy to be both a pastor and then an employer. Because the employer has to, if you are not strong, and you, the whole system will collapse. And then at the same time, so after you sack the person, because sorry. You forced me to sack you. Why? So most of them came back and applied later. And I pretended I hadn't seen, and they came back. Justice. Yes. One day I had somebody who was speaking words, negative words. I said, bye-bye, go. Don't allow disloyal people to stay near you. Judgments, decisions. People can't take decisions. Your judgments are your decisions. When the courts ruled that the NDC had won the election, that was it. They decided you've won. And they decided NPP, you've lost. That's it. People can't take decisions. Sometimes you say, I have to break up. You won't break up. Dilly-dally, it's easier to break a friendship than to break a relationship. It's easier to break a relationship than engagement. And it's easier to break an engagement than a marriage. And it's easier to break a new marriage than an old marriage. Yeah, that's a new one. You can write it down somewhere. It's easier to break a new marriage than an old marriage. It's not that easy to break an old marriage. Oh, yeah. It's easier. It's difficult to break an old marriage because old marriage is very complex. That's why when Princess Diana died, as she was fornicating with her boyfriend in Paris, from hotel to hotel, moving up and down. When she died, it was her husband, whom she had divorced for some years, who went with a private jet to go and collect the body of his wife, because it's not a simple thing to divorce. It's not a small thing. No! All those things had not really separated them. And when she was dead and they were filing past, he walked humbly with his hands crossed behind her grave and went to bury her, behind her coffin, went to bury her. It's not a small thing. And there are people who marry after a short time, they realize that, hey, I backed the wrong horse, and they come out. I can mention a series of people, you'll be surprised that they've been married before, even men of God. You'll be shocked if I tell you this one was married before. But they broke it early. I'm not saying you should break yours early, I'm saying that it is more difficult to break a new, old marriage than a new marriage. Judgment, decisions. All these are going to be tested. And then equity, your fairness, and being fair. Because some people say, I'm being fair to this, but they are being very unfair to this. Yeah, I'm being fair to the Christian, but what about to the Muslims? I'm being fair to the blind, but what about the deaf? I'm being fair to the university. But what about the secondary schools? So equity, being balanced and being fair. Do you wonder why we don't have air conditioners here? It's because of equity. You know, we have a lot of churches, not only here. We should also sweat small. There are people who don't have a roof. So it's fairness of sharing our things. Yes, that's why we have churches in different places. If it is money just for where I am, like this. Like we would have been chilling by now. Yes, equity. I'm always balancing. I don't just use money. By the time you get to a certain stage, you don't just use money. You don't just spend money on yourself and no. It's fairness. You're balancing this. When I do this, I'm destroying this. when I destroy this, do this, I've destroyed this one. All that has been tested. And then to give subtlety to the simple, like how to not everything is so obvious. You know, sanguines have a problem with this. You say all your mind and all your things are out there. Yes. The opposite is being a snake where everything is secret. And then knowledge to and to the young man, knowledge. Again, all the things we are learning. Knowledge is all going to be tested. Your knowledge. And then above all, this is the one that is the most the key one that I want you to take a note of is your discretion. Discretion is your ability to decide on your own, you see, which is what happens when you are on the mission field alone or when you are in your marriage alone and it's just you and your spouse. It's like no referee. What do you do? You see, because I use my discretion and I took some of the tomatoes. I use my discretion and I took some of the money. So it's at your discretion. It's up to you. So it's up to you. That is where life, a lot of life happens. Especially when you are not so close to the pastor. You have to know what to do alone. And that's how come you see that you send people, they can't make it because they don't have this quality. Or when that quality is tested, you see that the decision they took was bad. All on their own. And many don't have the discretion and need constant input. Yes. That's why the Bible is full of instructions and guidance. What to do when you see this, when you see this, when you see on your own. Look at me when I was going to get married. I had to take a decision to marry because I was burning. And I could sense danger. Of life, every day you see somebody, you sense great dangers and fires are burning in you. I mean, it's, let's be serious. The Bible says it is better to marry than to burn. But you see, some of you wouldn't have that discretion. The pastor may have to tell you, do this, do this, do this, do that. But others, right? Nobody is there, and you are able to wisely decide what is the right thing to do. So you have to pray for all these. That's why he said, "Can't it all join when you go to?" If anyone lack wisdom, he should start asking, because you are going to need it at different stages of your life. What do you do yourself? You are faced with the realities all by yourself. Yes. You know, when I was getting into the ministry, I had some help, and then I decided to do a business. Yes. Business. What business? Transport business. So one day I saw that written at the back of a bus, "Pray for transport owners." I began to see that it is a serious thing that I have entered into. Yes. It calls for prayer. I had entered an area. I didn't know what it was. Yes. Hey. Are you listening? Yes. Discretion. What to do by yourself when there is no one. And sometimes you don't have the discretion, but you have the wisdom to ask the pastor or to receive instruction, but you don't have the discretion. And he tells you, do this. Like even marriage. There are many people that don't know what to do. There are people I've told, marry this one. It was not difficult. Yeah. Just, I have tried on my own. You see, sometimes you look, your own attempts to be in relationship, how far has it gone? Hello, you are not asking yourself those questions. How far with your relationship with boys, one boy after another, where has it taken you? So at a point, you realize that your discretion is not working. You need an instruction. your discretion is not working. You need an instruction. Yes. That's where a pastor or a father or somebody like that will come. There are people I've told, adopt a child now. But it may not have occurred to you. Because your own discretion, you will not have thought of that as an option. But you hear someone, do this now. Marry here. Stop this work you are doing. Come to the ministry. And so on and so forth. So many things throughout life. And all that is going to be tested every day. Huh. So I remember one day, my father-in-law, you know, I was traveling to England. My father-in-law told me, well, he is the expert transport businessman. He told me, my son, pack your trucks as you are traveling. That is what an instruction. But my mind, I rejected his instruction. And I used my own wisdom to apply, what is the meaning of wisdom? Where is he? I applied my knowledge, experience, understanding, and common sense and insight. I applied mine and I rejected his instruction. So no problem. So I traveled. And then I calculated how much I will get from the business by the time I come back to Ghana. Yes. So I knew I was going to get so much. Isn't it true? By the time I came back, my wife had a new baby, so we came back. We were very happy. Bishop Saki and so on came to meet me. They were singing. It was a wonderful. We are a family. We have been a family for years. You are new. So we were singing and we were happy. So after the first day, we were together. And the second day, then the third day, then I asked him, I said, T, the truck, how? Then he told me the troubles. Not knowing that, instead of that thing to be working, just as my father-in-law had advised, I should pack my thing. When I went, the troubles that came, I was now owing about 10 people. I was owing about 10 people. That's one of the reasons why I fear debt. I can go to church and come, 10 people are in the house waiting for me. At midnight, 10, they are all sitting there. You see them, they are all sitting there. You owe us. No, I didn't get anything. I was negative. Pray for transport owners. It was written there. Experience. That's why sometimes you wish you would hear an instruction. If you are humble enough to hear instruction. But my own wisdom, nah. That's when I saw tipping motor. A tipper truck has two engines. The engine of the truck and the engine for the tipping. It's called the tipping motor. You press it, then goes up. All the two were spoiled. But my father-in-law, experienced man, he has own articulators. He said, this thing, it will become this. I told him, no. I have two Christians who are helping. One is called this, one is called this. They are very good. I don't want to mention their names. This one is always in the track. Everything. So my own is different from yours. What you are describing, that's not what I'm experiencing. Your unbeliever business is different from my believer business. Some years ago, you know, when I became a bishop, I stood in the church and announced that from today I'm a bishop. Because a bishop in the law, even in the English law, is somebody who oversees 12 churches. I was overseeing over 70 churches. So I stood and announced it. When I announced it, within a week, Archbishop called me. I don't think it was Archbishop, it was just bishop. He said, what I've done is not the right thing. I said, why? Am I a bishop or I'm not a bishop? He says, if anyone desires to be a bishop, it's a good thing. Yeah. And he advised me. He said, look, you don't do that. If you do that, it will destabilize the church later. I didn't like what he said. I didn't like what he said at all. But I made in my mind that when I hear instruction from an older person, I will never reject it. I will try hard to implement it one way or another. It was something I decided. I decided sometimes, so it helped me then. And if I was just using my feeling, I wouldn't have followed it. I decided to follow it. And I went through the ceremony and everything. Yeah, in England. Yeah. And I was conscripted. And I told him, I've done it. Now, as the years went by, you see, now I had the authority to consecrate other bishops. Now, see, come, let me do the ceremony. So you don't just get up. Like by now, people will be announcing in their branches. Our KJV branch has announced that he's a bishop. This one has announced that he's a bishop. Some Basenta leaders have announced that they are bishops. Sit down. Listen, all through your life, your wisdom is being tested. Your knowledge, your discretion, your ability to decide all by yourself. Because there are times, honestly, you won't have anybody. Supposing you are married, you and your wife are in the room. And you have to take certain decisions. What to do and what not to do. How to maneuver, how to operate. And there's no one there. And you can't make any, the network is not working. You can't make any calls. Discretion. Turn to Genesis. Are you still around or you are leaving? Now, Genesis chapter 37. And we'll be ending soon. Now, Joseph was a man who had more than enough tests. Now, that's why he was so great. By the time he became prime minister and had all power in this world, he was cool. He was not vengeful. He was not proud. He was calm as he used the power God had given him. What do you think about that? Is it fantastic? Yes. And before you even read that one, I'll read to you Genesis 49 verse 22 that describes Joseph. Look at what it says. It says, Joseph is a fruitful bough. Let's read the NIV or whose branches run over a wall. Look at the next verse. It says, the archers bitterly attacked him and shot at him and harassed him. You see, so he was shot at many times. Are you with me? He was shot at. How many have been shot at? How many can sometimes feel an arrow has come your way? Robin Hood. Hey! Huh? Hey! Have you watched Rambo? He had a bow and arrow with a bomb at the end. Did you see that one? And he always never misses his target. I don't know how. In the film, he's always accurate. One day we should see him in real life and ask him whether it is true, all the things he was doing. He says, the archers, look at it, NASB. The archers bitterly attacked him. There are times I preached, I felt as if there were several arrows sticking out of me like this. I can mention. Even there are times in the services when we used to have some of the miracle wave, some of the miracle times at Collegono. It was, you don't know what I was going through. It was like there were arrows sticking out of me like this in the spirit. I was bleeding. Yes. Actually, most of the time when I think of some of the great victories that we've experienced in church, I only remember the sadness of the things that were happening at the time. Yes. You see, because when a dog is sweating, you can't see that he's sweating. A goat. When a goat is sweating, it looks like he's normal, but he's sweating. And harassed him. But by this message, this is why many are called, but few are chosen. By the time you finish going through all these shootings, you see that some few are left. But I declare that God is giving you the strength to go through. And you know, these are the areas that are going to be strong. Your wisdom, your knowledge. You know, I remember my wife, you know, years ago. She was not my wife then. She told me she was going to study law in England. I told her, if you go, that's it. Because I don't know. You say you're going for 2 years. I don't know whether by the time you come, I'll still be available. That was my discretion. Do you understand? The judgment and the decision I was taking on my own. Based on the experiences and things I've seen. You see people say, oh, you live here, I'll live here. Live here, I live here. Based on what I knew, I said, you know something? If you go, she said, I'm here, I'm staying. She stayed. She did the law school here. Straight to Makola. Wow. It's my decision. On my own, no advice. When to marry, I just felt, you know, I'm in danger. Yeah. I had bought so many fire extinguishers. And now a fire engine was now personally following me everywhere. How can I continue to wait? A fire engine was following me everywhere. No. I said, this is the time. I knew. Now is the time. Discretion. Verse 24. But his bow, you see, so even though he was being shot at, his bow remained firm. And his arms were agile. So he was strong in the midst of the attack. And how was he strong? From the hands of the mighty one of Jacob. God made him strong. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. So God made him strong. How they were shooting him. Haven't you watched Chinese? The man is going down there. He gets something. Hey, Charlie. Shaolin masters. 25. From the God. You see, God is going to help you in your attacks. God who helps you by the Almighty. Who blesses you with the blessings of heaven above. Blessings of the deep. So blessings were helping him. Even as he was being tested and shot at, and there were attacks and stumblings and bitter things were happening to him. God bless him with the blessings of the heavens above, the blessings of the deep that lies beneath, the blessings of the breast and the blessings of the womb. Verse 26. Then he said, the blessings of your father. I like the King James. I said, the blessings of your father have prevailed. Wow, you see, the blessings were what helped have prevailed against, above the blessings of progenitors. Change it back to the NASB. Of my father up to the utmost bound of the everlasting hills. May they be on the head of Joseph. May they be on the head of Joseph. May they be on your head too. May they be, listen, change it to the King James, please. May they be upon the crown of the head of him that was separate from his brethren. Anyone here who has been separated for attacks, may the crown of blessing rest upon you And may God help you and lift you up and strengthen you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. So, Joseph is a good example. He had one thing after another. And through that example, sit down, I've not finished. Ask your neighbor, what type of wisdom are you going to use now in your life? Now, let me tell you, the best wisdom is the word of God. Follow the word of God. Yes. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 3. Yea, also, a fool, when he walks by the way, his wisdom faileth him. And he says to everyone that he's a fool. How many want to say to everyone that you are a fool? Introduce yourself. Hello, I'm a fool. Hello, can I introduce myself? I'm a fool. Hello. Why are you introducing yourself to so many people that you are a fool? You are introducing yourself because your wisdom is failing. The wisdom you are using is not the wisdom from above. And it's failing wisdom. And it makes you introduce yourself to many people that you are a fool. When a fool is walking by, see, his wisdom fails him. And he tells people, look, I'm a fool. Can't you see? Look, I am fool. Fool John. Fool Joe. Fool Robert. He keeps on telling people, see, I'm a fool. Because what I've decided, how I think, when I have to take decision on my own, when I had instructions, when I had knowledge, when I had common sense, when I had experience, the decision that I took out of all that is introducing me to you as a fool. So every young person here and everybody grown up here now, you know, sometimes I hear people say, I hope the young people, they are really listening to the messages. Forget about the young people. Think about yourself and ask yourself whether you are yourself not hearing the messages. I hope they are listening. You have to listen. And stop introducing yourself to people as a fool. I hope those young people are listening. Indeed. Matthew 11, 16. Whereunto shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplace and calling to their fellows. Say, we have piped until you have not danced. We have mourned, you have not lamented. John came neither eating nor drinking, and you say he has a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, you say he's a man gluttonous, a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. You prove your wisdom by the fruits of your wisdom. By the children that you produce out of that behavior and that decision, it shows how wise you are. Yeah. Wisdom is justified. So you see, sometimes there's not only one way to solve a problem. Sometimes, because Jesus came fasting. John the Baptist came fasting, say he's demonized. I mean, maybe he was so lean and they saw his face and said, this man is demon possessed. Then Jesus came eating, drinking. And they said, this man is a glutton. It's not spiritual. The woman came to lick his feet and all this. This man, he's a fornicator. I mean, this is girlfriends and so on. So by the end, he said, wisdom is justified of her children. So your wisdom, your decisions, your children, the fruits, justify you, the wisdom that you have throughout life. Huh? So all through life, he's going to be showing up. Because from now, it's going to be decisions. Every day, something's going to happen. Every year, there will be maybe 3-4 things coming up. Something will come, a new thing. How do you think? How do you think through it? What do you decide? You get what I'm saying? Look at the decision I took. Kodesh, I'm moving here. That's it. Because that is full. You should see even their Saturday morning meetings. You'll be amazed. Saturday morning, no. It's full. Here too, it's also full. We are on holiday. This is our holiday church. And everybody has gone home. This is our holiday church. Yeah. I've broken up the church. Go here, go. This Kodesh family church. These people. This. Go. Everybody, go. Here's your chairman. Wisdom is justified of her children. So what decisions are you going to take? Recently I met a man, he said, you know, he was telling my wife, your husband is very wise. He said he's handed over the church when he was young. Not when he's tired and he's not working, but he's working, he's handed it over. That means that he can go and take it back. So when you are older and you are tired and you hand over, the people say, your time is past. So when you exert authority, you can't, they don't allow you. But when you are young and you hand over, realize that you didn't hand over because you were tired. You hand over because you were doing something. I said, I didn't even know that. That is why we are all waiting to see who you are going to marry. It's one of your wisdoms. Who are you going to bring? One day, a brother brought a dinosaur, but it was a baby dinosaur. And after some time, he left the dinosaur and took the dinosaur to the zoo. It's a parable, I'm telling you. But I was surprised that he was able to see that it belonged in the zoo, not in his house. I was surprised. That was his discretion. His decision taken all by himself without anybody to make an input. That shows discretion. Because I never instructed. I watched and I said, this one, what you are going to see. And there are some people like that here. I see like that. And that's also what's in my mind. I say, this one, the sign that I've seen, but I don't say anything because I can't instruct. When I instruct you, go and say, Bishop said, he said, against you. I'm against you. Take your decision. Wisdom is justified. How many are going to introduce yourself to the world that I am a fool? How will you introduce people that you are a fool? By what? By your what? Your wisdom failing you, which is also includes your knowledge, because wisdom is the application of all the things you have. Are you still around? Yes. Tell the person sitting next to you, Charlie, I am applying the things wisely. You watch me. People, you will be surprised. You'll be surprised. Wow. And finally, Genesis 37, which is actually the beginning of today's message. But because of time, we shall continue. But let's at least start today's message. Hallelujah. The tests of wisdom from number one. Your ability. Yes. Have you found Genesis 37? Beautiful. Verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age and he made him a coat of many colors. Test number one. How do you handle a coat of many colors. Wow. Huh? How do you handle a coat of many colors? Look at how elevated you have become. Small boy. Love. How do you handle Curtis when I make you sing? Or Ims? Or Kobe G? Or Denzel? And for all of you, how do you handle a coat of many colors? Huh? Brother proposes to you. How do you handle it? Small favor. This is a very small thing. And you went and you swing like this. You swing like this. And then you swing. And then your brother sees. Say, ah! He said, there are some things you shouldn't even wear them. By wearing it, all his troubles came from this coat. Look, his whole life deteriorated from this coat. There are so many coats I could have worn. Why don't you wear this coat? You don't know, my friend. I will never wear this coat. There are things when God blesses you, it's not time to take and be twirling. You have become a ballet dancer. Small favor. You are invited here. You are called. You are selected. You are given an opportunity. Do this for me. Help. Small. You are twirling. You've learned how to spin around. Show off. Hey, come here. Come here. Kneel down. Let me pray for you. How do you handle? Now you're going to have to use your knowledge. Look, when Jesus was being promoted, he told him, go and show yourself. He said, no, 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 no. These people are wicked. They are wicked people. And he knew that even his brothers did not believe in him. How? What do you do? Showing the greatness God is giving you. All the battles of his life came from that coat. Why? It was like a good thing. You see, sometimes when you pray for things, God doesn't seem to be giving. Sometimes he's, if they had not had a coat, you'd have been an ordinary brother. Ida has been singing for me for 12, 15 years. Yes. Most of the people that have been with me, they are long. I don't have people long, short. Long. My people are to death. We are together till dying. It's not a means of, what can I do? No, no, it's a long. Small promotion. Small money. And there's a change. And there's this funny thing. Yeah. So from now, you know, it's plenty. I can go on. It's a lot. Each thing that happened. Another thing. Each time, it's how you think. Like you are doing your course, how you think. Do the course and pass. You must pass. You can't say you didn't pass. And pass well. That's why I finished. I was one of the best in my class, medical school. Top 5. The records are there. There's a prize, pathology prize. I give that prize. My time. I was the only one with distinction. My year. And the top 5. I have my letter there. Say you are the top 5. Come. But I'm in the ministry. It's how I think about it. What I'm going to do with it. There are many colors, coat of colors. What do you do with it? All right? So from today, we are going to see whether you are fool or you are wise. So what are the things that are being tested? Let's go. Your knowledge, your understanding. Understanding is what? How broad do you think? Do you understand?
Yeah.
And then next one. Experience. And then. No. What is the thing? Your understanding. Your instructions. What do you do with instructions? What do you do with justice? Yes. Equity, fair. What is really fair? Yeah. It's not fair if you dress beautifully and show us on the outside when you come to church. You're like a butterfly. So beautiful, but at home you are smelly. When you remove the hair, your head becomes a coconut. Or a mosquito coil. Your head becomes a mosquito coil. And everybody will be shocked to see you in your real state. It's not equity. It's not justice. Judgment. Your judgment is being assessed. Your equity. Your decisions. Your judgment. Did you get? I want to give you the other English name for each one. Okay. So go back so that you know what is being tested. So your wisdom, which is how to apply everything. So that's the overall. Then instruction is a clear, do this. Then understanding is how broad, like the latitude. Like if I tell you to sweep, it doesn't mean I despise you. You should see the people that sweep for me. Lawyers, doctors. It's the mind is broad. It doesn't feel I'm demoting you by asking you as a doctor to sweep. I have a bank manager that drives me. It doesn't feel that he's when I say he's a driver, it doesn't mean that he's what do you call it? It's understanding that makes you even be happy that somebody's calling me a driver. Justice, fairness. Look at how you were jumping with those boyfriends and your wife, your husband, you don't jump. Is it justice? No, I'm asking, you were jumping for those, what do you call it? You are riding race horses. And now, the one who put the ring on your finger, you have made yourself a dead body. Is it justice? Continue. Justice. Justice is what? Implementation of fairness, you know, and then judgment, your decision, equity, fair, equal, equity is equal. You are treating it equally, good. And the next one, subtlety. What is that? Yes, how careful you are, you know, a bit careful. All right, and then knowledge and discretion is the one I like. Is the one that you are deciding yourself on your own. No one is making an input, but you are able to decide. It depends on you, and you are able to do it well. From today, I impart and release a spirit of good discretion in your life. In Jesus' name. Stand to your feet, everyone. Are you glad you came to church? How many are ready for your long-awaited promotion? Beautiful. Lift your hands and just thank God quickly. Oh, Jesus, thank you for your blessing, your guidance. You're lifting us, you're helping us, you're blessing us. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Ask God for discretion, discretion. Decisions when you are alone. What do you do? And what to do? Good discretion. Receive it now. Receive it now. Receive wisdom to apply what you know. Receive the grace of receiving instructions. Receive equity, fairness, justice, judgment. God is giving it to you. Father, we give you praise and we give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed. If you are here today, want to give your life to Jesus, Pastor, please pray with me. Help me. I want Jesus to save me. I want Jesus to save my life. I want my sins to be forgiven. If you are here like that, lift your hand and I'm going to pray with you. Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Just your right hand. God bless you. I see your hand. I don't want to go to hell. Yeah, why would you not want to go to hell? Because hell is real. And Jesus said, greater love has no man than this, that the man should lay down his life. Jesus laid down his life for you. And that's why I am also asking you, if you want Jesus to come into your life and save you and change you, if that is the case, lift your right hand, only your right hand. God bless you. I see all your hands. If you've lifted your hand, walk to me very quickly from where you are standing. Come here. Say this prayer. Say, Jesus, thank you for today. Please forgive me for my sins. I open my heart. I receive Jesus as my Savior, as my Master, and as my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Please wash away my sins with the blood of Jesus. I thank you, O God, for saving me today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. Now, don't go away. I'm giving you one of my books quickly. Books, people. This is a beautiful book. It's called How to Pray. Would you like to know how to pray? That is beautiful. So, normally this book costs 40 CDs, but I'm giving it to you free. As a gift. Amen. Now, when we close, all of you who are holding this book, I want you to come to this side section over there. And we are going to meet with you and show you something before you leave. Just 1 minute. Okay? Is it a blessing? Are you glad you came to Jesus today? Your life will never be the same again. Amen. God bless you. Go back to your seats. You may be seated. It's time for communion.
Which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood.
Jesus,
which is poured out for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing that we bless, it's the union of the body of Christ, the bread which we break, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal that came down from heaven. Eat my flesh and drink my blood, and you will have eternal life. Oh, when I see the blood,
when I see the blood. Corinthians 11 verse 29, it says, "For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily," all right, unworthily, very important, unworthily, or in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Wow. Everybody say, eats and drinks damnation. Eats and drinks damnation. Wow. Now, what does eat and drink damnation mean? Verse 30 explains it. He says, "For this cause, many are weak," like physically weak. So it shows you here that, I just want you to see that communion has a physical effect. Because he said the people were taking the communion and it was making them weak. And it was making them sick. And many sleep, or many even were dead because of communion. So the Holy Communion is not something without physical power and impartation. They eateth and drinketh damnation. And now he's explaining that many people are weak. So, the body and the blood of Jesus, Jesus said, "He that eats my body, drinks my blood, shall have life." So, as we take the communion today, like physically, it will affect you physically. Yeah, it will affect you physically. And you may do it unworthily, thinking, "Oh, no, not be anything. This one is just wine." And I think they were getting drunk and joking with it. So that's why he said, "This is the cup of blessing that we bless." So as we take this cup, a blessing is coming to your life. A blessing. You're not going to die. You're rather being blessed as you take this communion. Is it beautiful? Stand to your feet. Take the bread. Thank you for the body of Jesus. Lord, we are not drinking and eating unworthily, but rather we are taking your body and we are eating your flesh that we might have life. Thank you. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, the blood. Our religion is the only one which requires this blood, because we are not claiming to be able to make it. It's only by this blood. And as we drink this blood, whatever evidence there is of your mistakes in this life are wiped out. Whatever incriminating evidence is being used against you by anyone or any demon, by this blood, it is wiped out. Whatever Satan stands upon to accuse you and embarrass you, intimidate you, and frighten you, by this blood, we overcome that thing. He said they overcame him. That is the old serpent, the dragon, Satan in your life. They overcame him by the blood. As you take this blood, whatever stands as a pillar in your house, a pillar of wickedness, an entity, a creature, a wild bird, a wild horse, an evil creature, I declare that it is crushed and demolished by the blood of Jesus Christ. Whatever you couldn't overcome because of your mistakes and because of who you are, by this blood, I declare that you are now able to overcome. Whatever makes you cry, whatever makes you sad, supernaturally, as you receive this blood, the power of the thing that makes you weep is taken away. Even the sting of death is taken away by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever Satan has against you, whatever legal claim Satan is using on your life, whatever curse is working in you, is canceled and neutralized today by the blood of the Lamb. The appointment to die early, prematurely, I cancel it. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, I see bitterness being wiped away by the blood. Bitter poisons in your blood, curses that are roaming through your blood, diagnosis of diseases that are pending in your blood, in your body, are neutralized by the blood. You will remain healthy. You'll be declared healthy. You shall recover. You'll be restored. You are healed. You are forgiven. You are blessed. Receive the cup of blessing. The blood of Jesus Christ. I see your foot. In a trap. But I command the metals that have surrounded your foot, saying, I will never let you go. I command them to release you now in Jesus' name. Whatever commitment you have made that you shouldn't make, I command an escape from the snare of the fowler in the name of Jesus. Wherever you find yourself that you don't want to be, God delivers you from your enemies, not from your friends. You are delivered from whatever is an enemy, whatever whatever represents a tormenting spirit, you are delivered from it today. Every face that comes to your mind, every mocking face, every laughing face, every spirit of ridicule, every spirit of insult, every spirit of abuse and blasphemy, injurious words spoken about you, spoken against you, I neutralize it now in the name of Jesus. Your long-awaited promotion, I release it to you now in Jesus' name. Rise! 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 In Jesus' name. Rise! In Jesus' name. Lord, send your angels for your children, all your children. Send your blessings for your children, Lord. Supply the needs of your babies. Supply the needs, Lord, the secret needs, the public needs, the needs that we are afraid even to pray about. Supply, oh God! Oh, in the name of Jesus. Thank you. I pray for everyone here now. Let your power and your spirit rest upon us, Lord. We are going forth from this place victorious. Set free. Like a bird set free, we are flying high. Now lift up your eyes, says the Lord, and see far, for you shall go far. See far ahead, for you shall be there in the future, in a good place. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land. You shall see good days and enjoy good things that the Lord God brings you into now. In the name of Jesus, all those who thought you would die soon, I declare a cancellation of your funeral, your wakekeeping. Your coffin has not been made and will not be made now. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive life. Anything that is killing you softly, anything that is killing you slowly, I command the killers of the children to die. Now lift your hand. A shield is being lifted up. Whatever attacks you, whatever has targeted you, you are declared defended by the Lord. Lord, contend with those who contend against us. Contend with those who contend against us. Fight them who are fighting us. Silence the accusers and the blasphemers. Injurious against your children in the name of Jesus. We arrest all spiritual cows and horses, spiritual dogs and snails, creeping things and scorpions and serpents. We arrest them by the name of Jesus and the blood of the Lamb. Whatever is biting you, I say die in Jesus' name. Whatever is pricking you, irritating you and tormenting you, you are declared free from demons today in the name of Jesus. Receive your healing right now. Receive your impartation right now. Receive wisdom. Receive instruction. Receive discretion. Receive understanding. Receive knowledge. Receive equity. Receive justice. Receive superior wisdom from above. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Good news awaits us this week. Is traveling fast towards you. This week you will hear good news in the name of Jesus. Traveling fast towards you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Now, although you are young, you are being given the wisdom of an old man. Receive the wisdom of an old man. Although you are young, God is giving you the discretion of an experienced person. You'll never be called a fool in this life. You'll never be despised in this life. Because God is imparting to you His wisdom, His discretion, and His judgment. Now, your wisdom will be above your education. Because it will be wisdom from above. Whatever level you were educated, receive superior wisdom that is higher than your level of education. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Lift your hand and thank God for His blessing in your life. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.